I will make them wrong, and I'll die in their
sin. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Defender 7 Saturday Night Current Events broadcast with your host, myself, General Bobby Ormsby, and co-host, Major Lorna Munson. Welcome, everybody. Now, before I get on with the show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Hope everyone enjoyed had a blessed Thanksgiving. That's why we are deciding on doing current events tonight, since Thursday was Thanksgiving. Now, for those of you new just tuning into us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defenders 7. If you get in and feel you can't participate, don't want to participate, or just don't want to be part of the group, you may leave. No hard feelings. We're more than just a group. We consider ourselves one big extended family, and we treat each other as such. We have a website. If you type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in a time of need. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel. Do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. We're on MeWe. Click on organization, scroll all the way down. Defenders 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. We do quite a few shows on here on Blog Talk, and we're trying to add more as we go along. We have a prayer service tomorrow, p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern. So anybody who wants to give a call in or just listen. And for those of you that want to call in tonight and any time that we're on Blog Talk Radio, if you're afraid of the phone, you could always go into our chat room. Our chat rooms are always live during our broadcast. But the number to call if you want to call just to listen or to participate Area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call to participate. Area code 914-205-5773. Now, I'd like to see a lot more people call in other than those that normally call in. That being said, I'd like to hear your thoughts and opinions on, and especially around the country, in your community, what's going on. I mean, there's a lot of stories going around, but I personally would like to hear from you and what state you're from and what is going on in your area. And now I'd like to bring in your co-host, our major, Major Lorna Munson.
Hi.
Hi. You dork. And also with us today is Maria Delamain from Pennsylvania.
Happy Thanksgiving. Well, yesterday was Thanksgiving, but hi. Happy Turkey Vacation Day, right? We got to recover.
Right.
You had all that food on Thursday and then all the shopping or whatever and leftovers on Friday, so today's recovery day.
Yeah. How's the weather down there in Tennessee?
It's not too bad. It was a little chilly today, like 50. Not as bad as Wisconsin, though. They're like 19, 15. And a friend of mine sent a video of it snowing.
Yeah, they can all have that snow shit.
I know, exactly. I'm not missing that one bit.
Oh, but you'll be seeing some there in Tennessee.
Yeah, well, at least it goes away right away. Or it better.
So with everything going on around the country, I mean, you know, it's at least it's different. I mean, it's the same stuff, but coming from different parts.
Right.
If you understand what I'm saying, it's
different day.
Right.
Yeah.
But
Tennessee, where I'm at, it's pretty relaxed. You still have your ones that wear the mask. But there's less wearing them here than what they were where I was from in Wisconsin.
Right. Yeah, they're they're running out of variants, so they had to come up with this new one from Africa.
Oh, I know. Yeah, isn't that retarded?
People have it. Nobody's died yet. They already have a vaccine adjustment for it in the works.
Well, it's not even in the United States yet.
What?
And New York is already panicking and shutting everything down.
Right.
Yeah, state of emergency.
Eight people have it. The first four were vaccinated, fully vaccinated. And supposedly the molecular structure doesn't really resemble the COVID vaccine, but yet they already are making adjustments to the COVID vaccine to combat this new strand, Omicron or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, and I read an article of a lady that died because they didn't treat her properly in the hospital. She wound up with her blood clots and all that from the AstraZeneca. And they said they did not test her for normal flu, and that's what the freaking coroner ruled her death was, flu, not COVID.
They don't care. They don't care.
No, they don't, because they're going by the CDC, which is already, they've already proven themselves for this past year of the way they flip-flop like Fauci does.
Uh-huh.
One minute, you know, you got to have the jab. Oh, you got to have the second jab. Oh, now you got to have a booster. And now, oh, we got another variant. Get the hell out of here.
But it's not doing any good. It's not helping any.
And not only that, but even personally, Lorna's family, if her cousin, or I'm sorry, your niece, her niece didn't get her mother out of that hospital and go get a second opinion, they were going to put her on a ventilator and all that crap. And
bronchitis. Her son's friend went into the same hospital and he ended up dead. He had the same exact symptoms as Neri's sister-in-law.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that right there in itself, and a lot more stories that I'm hearing from, you know, personal stories from friends of mine that are the same problem, is because the hospitals are strictly for, got to go by CDC and FDA guidelines. And what's it say?
Yep.
Oh, if they're running a fever, if they're doing this, oh, here's how you get your money. Make sure you tell them it's COVID.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, at this point, I have no idea what we're going to do to combat these idiots.
I don't either. I mean, you know, I've been talking to a couple people in our group and everything, and they saying the same thing. You know, unless people start stepping up and, you know, getting strength in numbers, there's nothing we can do against this government.
And the thing is, time I hear something good, like a win for us, we turn around and something happens, like you get this new variant. You know, the more people who resist and fight back what's happening, something new pops up. It's like, and people are blind. They're not seeing what's right in front of their faces. And,
no.
You know, I mean, a lot of what's going on with this new variant, you know, about the way they found it and how they've already been working on a vaccine for a week. I mean, And there's already patents. I mean, it's just really whacked, and they're going to have a vaccine for it in 100 days. You're not sure what it is, but yet you're already running tests and will have a vaccine that you can get emergency authorization for in 100 days. Only 8 people have it. Nobody's died.
You know why? They got the right Democratic freaking so-called researchers in.
Yeah.
The real researchers left because they were tired of lying to the people.
The guy that invented the mRNA vaccine, people won't even listen to him. Dr. Malone, they keep shutting him down because he's outspoken against the vaccine.
Yeah, look at our own, you know, at least we got 3 that are speaking up in the House. Finally, you know, you got Cruz, he went off on Fauci. I was laughing when I saw that.
Kennedy,
then you got,
Kennedy,
yep, you got Kennedy.
From Louisiana, he's funny.
And McCartney.
Yeah, and well, I don't trust him, but Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene,
Jordan, yeah, Jordan was really ripping him too.
Holly is another one. Josh Holly, is that his name?
Yeah.
Tim Scott. I like Tim Scott. There are a couple of others.
It's like Don Bongino, too. Or Dan Bongino.
Yeah, I like
He flat out said, yeah, I was stupid. He said, because of my health, my doctor said it would be best if I got the shot. So he got one vaccine. But he said, after reading everything and all that, he said, no more.
No. And he's against force. He got it because his doctor recommended it. He trusted his doctor. I don't trust these doctors anymore. You know, and now they're coming out. Now all of a sudden they're coming out with all kinds of new medicines for your heart and whatnot. And it's just like really weird.
Yep. Yeah, because they figured if the vaccine doesn't take you out, their heart medication will.
Yeah, they're coming out with so many new things. Now all of a sudden. People who are diabetic got to take this new medicine for your kidneys because your kidneys are at risk. Well, I mean, all diabetics know, if you're not careful. But But instead of just all of a sudden putting them on pharmaceuticals, people who are diabetes type 2 diabetes, the majority of them are like me. It's their freaking weight. Instead of getting them hooked on these drugs to control whatever their condition is, figure out some kind of program to help them lose weight, change the way they eat. I don't mean dieting. I mean changing their lifestyle. We need more doctors that do that. They used to do that.
But now when they get a few dollars flashed in front of their face, and it's easy money to them. They can lie to you.
I'm going to be honest. I think that is part of the problem, for some of them. But I think most of them are just brainwashed themselves. Especially the younger ones.
Right. For years, they tried to tell me I was a type 2 diabetic. And I knew exactly the reason why they said that was because, the very first time they tested me, the night before, and I'm not a big sweet eater, but the night before I had a piece of cake. But it was way before midnight and all that because I had to do fasting blood work.
It can still affect you.
Well, it did. So the next time I went for blood work, I made sure that I didn't, eat no sweets and watched what I ate that week. And I went in there, and they're like, well, we got to put you on metformin. And I'm like, for what? They're like, you're type 2. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I test my blood every day. My blood has not jumped up over 92.
Except for when I was staying there.
there are other things besides diabetes that can make your sugar high. First of all, like you just said, it could be the timing, or there are certain medications. There are other things that can do it. I really do have type 2 diabetes, but even so. Their first action should not be to put you on medication. And I think that was my problem, was I allowed them to put me on medication. And I think that, so now I'm doing my darndest to, maintain how much sugar I eat, keep it at a reasonable amount because I enjoy chocolate too much. But my point is my sugar has been really great. I'm taking supplements that help maintain your sugar, like the biotin and some other vitamin Bs and other stuff. I don't remember all of them off the top of my head. And my sugar has been great. But, you know, I had to do that on my own. That's why I want to get a holistic doctor, you know, homeopathic. Luckily, I have a friend who can make some recommendations for me.
Some time ago, they tried putting me on Lipitor for high cholesterol, and I just flat out told them, you just tell me what I need not to eat, and I'll do that.
Right.
And now I'm fine.
Yeah, because I went for my blood work.
They have to tell you. There is other alternatives. It's just they don't, if you don't ask, they're not going to tell you.
Exactly.
I had a doctor that even though I was in, yeah, but unfortunately she was young and she's brainwashed, you know, by the pharmaceuticals. They keep wanting to put me on cholesterol and blood pressure medicine, despite the fact that I've never, ever, ever had issues with either one of them. Oh, well, your numbers are a little off and you're obese. I'm like, excuse me?
They put me on metformin over 2 years ago, and I've never put one of them pills in my body. And I just had my yearly checkup. October. Well, September, I went for my my blood work. And when the doctor went over my numbers, she said, your numbers are outstanding. That metformin must be really working for you. And I looked at her, I started laughing. I said, they gave it to me 2 years ago. I said, and I've never taken one pill.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Yeah, I don't blame you at all for not taking that crap, especially since I don't know if last year, one of the reasons, I want to say just before COVID, there was a big scandal or whatever, I think it was a scandal about metformin, it's produced in China, and five or six different brands had unsafe levels of carcinogens in them. There was some kind of problem. I refused.
Yep.
I stopped taking it, and I told I'm not taking it anymore. And my doctor said, oh, they fixed it. I'm like, no. She said, we'll get you a different brand, see what your your insurance will pay for. You know, and I'm like, no, I'm sorry. It's all being made in the same place. I don't care what pharmacy, what thing it is. My insurance always pays for generic. So she put me on a new medicine, and it worked okay. I was all right with it. And then, you know, I had some issues, so she increased it. She maxed it out. And I started having, like, bouts of what I thought was my vertigo. And I was telling her about it. Nothing. And then come to find out, it's one of the known side effects to this new drug. And I'm telling her about it, and she's like, no, it's my imagination. You know, the same thing, I was telling her about constipation. You know, this thing makes you pee. It's like a diuretic. And she's just going to contradict everything I say. And I'm like, I can't work with a doctor like that.
Right.
You need a doctor that's going to listen to you.
It's just like the Drug Enforcement agencies on breaking news. They're talking about, you know, the spike of the drug overdose deaths this year and last year has a lot of doctors and a lot of researchers stumped. They don't know whether it's being fentanyl's being laced in the drugs on the street.
I just seen that.
Yes. They're saying that the street drugs seem to be killing more people than usual.
Right, and they had a 3-year old die, and two other kids OD after finding a parent's fentanyl stash.
Right here.
Even,
overdose
they're
deaths
even go-
driven by fentanyl mixed with other drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and he had a death of a 15-month-old from a fentanyl overdose, which led to the arrest of the parents.
It's, you know, I don't even know anymore what to say. I mean, what can we say or do? No, but nobody, I mean, we either, there's those of us that know and believe and accept what we see and hear, and then there are those that are so freaking brainwashed that they don't even want to consider something else. And they say we're brainwashed.
Over 100,000 deaths this year of overdoses.
That they know
right.
about.
Yeah.
How many are there that they don't know about? Because not all deaths, you know, that, I don't know. At any rate. Many people dying that didn't need to.
Yeah, and that new variant's called Omicron.
Yes, Omicron. That's what. Yeah, nobody's died from it yet that I know of. Have you seen anything about anybody dying from it? As far as
I know,
there's only like 8 people that even have it in the world.
No, and then they did
nope.
the double talk. They said no one in the United States have tested positive for it. And then I just read something else that one in, I don't remember what state, tested positive for it. So.
Oh, but then tomorrow, you know, Fauci will come out saying that, we found out that there's a couple outbreaks here in the States.
I just seen a thing of him saying that I wouldn't be surprised if it's already in the United States.
Yes.
Yeah, if it is, he brought it.
Yeah.
Like I said, at this point, no idea. This is crazy. It's just so freaking crazy. I don't know. Like what? You don't know what to say or what to do anymore. It's all nuts.
I say and do whatever I wanna. I don't care. That's the way I've always been. It's the way I'll always be.
No, I know what you mean. I meant. It's just, as far as I'm concerned, I believe that nobody dies before they're supposed to. Even with suicide or whatever, even murder, you know, everything's, I don't believe in coincidences. I just was praying that this many people are not supposed to die, you know. I mean, there's just so many people, and it's like, if you do A, then Y happens. If you do B, then X happens. And I think that's what the situation is right now. But if we don't stop these mandates, we're going to wind up like Austria and Australia.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. You know, they've already stopped it. I mean, FDA already halted them in Supreme Court.
It's not permanent. It's temporary.
No. But my thought is why are they coming up with dates? Oh, well, you know, December 6th. What is a new variant going to pop up then too?
I don't
know. Right here says no cases of the new Omicron COVID variant in the U.S. have been detected, CDC says. But I just read somewhere else that it was double talking. Oh, President Biden getting updates on Omicron variant.
I mean, here's the thing. When Trump banned the flights. There were a lot of people with COVID dying. We had no idea what it was, nothing on it. So it made sense to ban travel. And he caught hell for it, but after the fact, people are like, well, he did make the right decision. Now, here we have 8 people with it. We have no idea whether or not it's fatal.
I don't see anywhere where it says where you have 8 people.
Oh, I thought I shared that article. Let me see if I can find it again. Or maybe it's 8 people in the UK. But the thing is that, I heard it. One of my podcasters said there's only 8 people, and he just said this a few hours ago. But here's the thing. How do they know it's highly contagious when so few people have it?
Because just like everything else, it's just to scare the shit out of you.
And supposedly, the first people that got it were all 100% vaccinated, and they think it's derived from an HIV patient. Let me see if I can get the article again.
When you have a virus that is showing this degree of transmissibility and you're already having travel-related cases that they've noted in Israel and Belgium and other places, when you have a virus like this, it's almost invariably, it's ultimately going to go essentially all over, Fauci said. So if Fauci said it, I guess it's going to happen.
Here.
He's just such a good predictor.
There's the travel bans, but you got to remember too, it's South Africa, so they're not, let's see if this one says, this isn't the one that gives the numbers, but let me see if I can find that one. And I saw actually a couple of different places. I usually don't, share stuff until I see it in multiple places, multiple sources, not the same source, multiple places. But yes, from what I have seen and heard, it's really, I don't get it. Don't get it. And then, of course, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and now they're coming up with U.S. to require everyone who crosses the border get vaccinated.
What? They mean legal.
They said anybody.
They don't care about the illegals.
No, of course not. They don't care about the Afghanis either.
Yeah, the ones that are going around raping everybody?
Yep.
Those who truly belonged on those planes didn't get on. There was one Afghan-American citizen who was a soldier, and the embassy turned him away. I mean, that's a disgrace. It's crazy. Oh, did you just read that article I shared, Bobby, about the monkey?
Yeah, that island, it's not far from me. And it's a private island. And there is no researchers out there. Those monkeys have been on that island since the 70s.
So why do you think they're not using them for research?
Because it's not a government land, and it's not protected by the government.
Do you think Pfizer's not controlled by the government? So there are other research laboratories that.
No, but if you read into that island, it's owned by a private there's like three people that own it. Because they even have a boat that you could take out there if you don't have your own, and they take you to see the monkeys interacting on the land.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's nice to know that something is wrong. Yeah, I mean, it's nice to know that article was wrong, that they're not doing that.
Yeah. No, that's what they were brought here back in the 70s for, but they were apparently, it was at the time a government-funded project, but they didn't pump enough money into it, so they just abandoned the project.
Oh, wow. Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, there's a lot of families of monkeys on that island.
So, I mean, is there some kind of group that takes care of them?
Well, that's what these other boats do. You know, as long as you throw the fruit and fresh vegetables up on the beach and not in the water, because there has been reports of people being attacked on kayaks because the dumbass is throwing it in the water, seeing a monkey swim towards it, while the monkey only gets a piece, so the monkey winds up attacking the kayaker because they don't have more food on them.
Right.
And there's, you know, signs all over there. Do not get out of your boat. Do not feed the monkeys in the water. Feed them on the land.
See, I never heard of it. That's why when I saw it, I was like, oh, wow. So they're saying that these monkeys were used for research, but
They didn't have a chance to, you know, infect them or do what they were looking to do.
Well, that's good.
I was just reading the thing about Biden and Trump released dueling Thanksgiving messages. Biden is telling everybody be thankful that you got to spend time with your family this year. And Trump is telling, what did he say? He says he's focusing on enjoying this Thanksgiving, knowing that a wonderful future lies ahead.
Well, I heard about The View. The View tried, you know, to get on the conservative cases complaining about everything, and they ought to, you know, instead let's be thankful for the good things. And yeah, and I think it was the five, trying to figure out, okay, so name one thing since Biden's been in office that we could be thankful for, just one. And that not mean tweets. You can't say no mean tweets.
Right.
Instead, he yells and insults. I mean, he's even worse, more rude to the media than Trump ever was. I mean, I've seen him go off on them a few times. And for no reason. So name one thing. Can you name one positive thing from the last 9, 10 months, 11 months? Just one?
Right.
Can't think of anything?
What was the question?
Name one good thing the government has done, Biden's regime has done in the last 10, 11 months since he's been in office. Just one.
Nothing.
One good thing.
Making me look like a genius.
But no, yeah, I mean, because I think it was Gutfield I was watching, and they were saying about how The View and Whoopi Goldberg were trying to say about how, you know, the right's never happy and all they do is look for things, you know, bad things, and instead of what we should be thankful for. And, you know, what Biden has done, and it's like, well, he's the jobs president, you know, this, and I'm like, what do you mean? It was a lower unemployment. The only reason there's lower unemployment is because people no longer qualify.
Right. And you keep on giving them stimulus checks.
Because a lot of people that were getting unemployment really didn't qualify for it. And then when the extra money ran out, of course they stopped. And then other people, you know, you're only allowed so much unemployment. It's not unlimited. And you have to show that you're trying to go back to work. And people are not going back to work because here's another thing what people don't realize. 57 years old, you got a job at a small company. All of a sudden, because of COVID, that company goes out of business. Did you know how hard it is for a 57-year-old to try and find a new job?
Yep.
And the majority of jobs that are out there are ones that they're not qualified or are not physically able to do for one reason or another. I mean, and they're talking about how minimum wage jobs are paying more now. Yeah, but those are the only ones out there that are available. And you got somebody that's overqualified or is used to getting twice that. You know, I mean, so these people really are not thinking.
Nope. Hey, here's another funny one. Merck says its breakthrough COVID-19 pill doesn't work nearly as well as previously reported.
I guess not. It's got
Chinese friggin' writing on it.
Nothing from China works.
Of course not.
Well, they need to, and here's another thing. I was reading the article. There are something like 67 trials with ivermectin and 120 with hydroxychloroquine. I don't mean 120 people. I mean different research groups. And they all show that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine actually increase recovery rate by up to 67% or something on some of them. So, more people are recovering more quickly than without them. So obviously it works if you use the right dosage. The problem is Fauci and them know it works. But they also knew if they used too much, it would cause other problems. And that's what they did. They deliberately rigged the trials to fail. And because they've got more and more star power, sports figures, actors, actresses, and other entertainers pushing the vaccine, but yet anybody, but yet scientists, world-renowned virologists, immunologists, doctors, frontline doctors, anybody who is actually knowledgeable, not just not famous, but knowledgeable,
really?
They're shutting them down. They can't speak. They're not letting them.
Yeah, and to put another, wrench in their South African medical Omicron, it says South African Medical Association says Omicron variant causes mild disease. coming from one of their researchers.
But I'm what I'm saying. I have been seeing a lot of stuff. It's not, they're saying that the people that got it were all vaccinated. Well, at least the first four. I don't know about the others. And that they think it developed in somebody who had AIDS. So I don't understand where they're getting that it's highly contagious when they don't have a lot of people that have it. And they don't even know how severely sick people are getting, let alone if it's deadly.
Yeah, and another one of their fake media news, Omicron COVID variant has spread to third continent.
And it's really affecting children badly. I did read that one. Young people are suffering the most.
That's because they're forcing a mask on them, and that's how they're getting sick.
I know.
Exactly.
You wanna? It's sad, and you know, it's like.
I almost lost Ralph.
What are you doing, my boy?
I was trying to get him up on the bed, and I didn't get him up all the way, and he almost fell over backwards.
Nice. Just like tripping him over the back steps before you left.
I worked him hard today. We went to Pickwick Park and walked a lot.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, you got a good walking today.
That's good.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, looking at these different variants they keep talking about, think about it. You know, what are your thoughts? Why do you think they're coming up with a newer variant now?
To keep everybody under control, to keep them scared.
Well, besides that, what should be going on right now? What should be going on right now? Besides all of that.
Oh, Christmas.
What are they trying to distract us from?
Oh, that trial is coming up.
Yeah, Giselle Maxwell.
Yeah.
Giselle Maxwell.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I heard that her family's trying to their lawyers are trying to get them to release her to go home.
From what?
From wherever they got her. Huh?
Why should they release her to go home? Is she dying?
No.
Then what excuse are they giving?
Apparently it's because they feel that they're just keeping her there for no reason.
She's a human trafficker.
Exactly that, and she's got all the answers. She's got that thumb drive.
You can't keep a person locked up just because they have information you want.
Right.
Although I think it actually is a term for that you can, but I forget what it's called. But
and they're doing it all legally.
But she's locked up because she broke the law.
Right.
And she is a flight risk.
Yep.
They're not going to let her go.
You know it, and I know it. But the thing is, like I said, you know, they think because they got money that they can buy their way out of shit.
Well, most of the time you can, because people are fucking idiots.
Yep.
They'll offer They'll off her before they let her go.
They need to just take her to court and get her to say what she's got.
Right.
But that, again, that's scaring all of the politicians, because then you're going to really find out who the other traffickers are.
Right.
Or who's involved.
The whole White House.
Pretty much.
And then some.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because why do you think our Republican representatives ain't speaking up?
Mm-hmm.
And even Democrats, yeah, you got a couple that have basically switched sides. But
yeah, but how much can you trust them?
Right.
I wouldn't
trust them. That or maybe they cleared their own name and now they're going to come forward.
I don't know.
I
honestly no longer. I don't know. I still hope and I still pray, but you know I'm not holding my breath.
No. But it's just, you know, it's just funny that, oh, let's come up with another variant.
Yep, and it's not going to stop.
Nope.
Because people are, you know, they're not.
Well, it's not going to stop until we get rid of Fauci and Gates and Soros and Pelosi.
Yep.
And Hillary, Biden.
I saw something. I what it was, and they were talking about people and percentages that, you know, that participate and do stuff. I can't remember what the heck it was. It was really interesting, and it, which is true about more people are willing to just sit back and do nothing with somebody else. You know, even though they don't like it, it's like, well, it's not directly affecting me, so I'm not going to rock the boat. I'm trying to remember what I was watching that was on. So, you know, the odds of too many more people, I don't want to use the word waking up, but the odds of too many more people standing up. Because there are a lot of people that they know what the hell is going on. They just think, hey, it's not bothering me. My boss is making me get the vaccine. I don't care. You know, I have food on my shelves. Yeah, it's a little more pricey, but I have it. You know, you see what I'm saying? So
yep.
People, so most people, you know, are not, they're not really feeling it. They're maybe a little uncomfortable, but they're not feeling it. And unfortunately, by the time they do, it's going to be too late. Just like with the Nazis, you know, and it really is concerning that, you know, there are so many people that are just so. What's that laissez-faire? Something I think is the term. That, you know, lackadaisy. They just, it's not really bothering me. I don't know. And then there are those like me who I willingly do something, but I'm waiting for somebody to stand up and tell me what the fuck to do because I don't have any power. I don't have, you know, and not by myself. You know, I'm nobody. We need somebody, like whether it's Trump, Flynn, whoever the hell else, just somebody to actually put their foot down and say, okay, today's the day and this is what the hell we're going to do. You know, you've got Texas to protect their border, but they can't stop them coming in on federal land because the federal government is telling the Texas governor that he can't put National Guard or police officers on federal land to stop the illegal migrants. Okay, here's the thing. That federal land is only federal land because people of Texas, through their government, told the federal government it was there, sold it, whatever. They have, you know, but people seem to forget that the United States is just that. We're a union of individual states. The states come first. The federal government is not primary. You seem to have forgotten.
Right.
We seem to have forgotten that the states are primary. The Supreme Court is a last resort. Then, yeah, so, I mean, now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've misunderstood my history, my social studies class. We learned about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the sovereignty of the individual state. Well, maybe I'm wrong. I've got it wrong. Yeah, about how, you know, the whole idea behind the revolution was we were fighting taxation without representation, which we seem to be against, only it didn't work.
Yeah.
So at what point are people, you know, somebody, you know, that has, can do something, at the end of the day, we've got all these people bitching and complaining about how America is the worst country in the world. We're the most racist, corrupt, and oppressive. So why the hell are people from other countries keep coming? Why the fuck don't we leave? If this country is so awful, then get the fuck out. And
because of
all the migrants you want to come here illegally. Let's do that.
For every
illegal migrant that comes in, let's get rid of one of these rich-ass people that says that we're a nasty, awful country and it needs to change. Let them get the fuck out. Let's send them to whatever illegal aliens have come here. Let's match them up with an American citizen that thinks that America is an awful, evil place, and we'll send them to that migrant.
Well, that's why they're coming here, because they're getting incentives to come here.
Right. Do you know that even before they arrive, these illegal migrants have cash cards that they're getting $800 a month of taxpayer dollars?
Yeah. That's why they want to come here, and that's why they do come here.
No, this is before they get here.
I understand that, but I mean, they know that that's just an incentive for them to come, but they wind up getting more.
I know. And then it's $450,000 for a person, you know, for families that were separated.
Hey, can I get that $450,000? I was separated from my family for 11 years.
While you're serving your country?
Exactly.
Yeah, Gold Star families, they don't get nearly as much.
Of course not. And all that money that they're throwing to these people, they could have rehabbed all of the vacant homes and gotten homeless people of their own people off the streets.
Oh my God, there are so many empty houses in South Carolina. A lot of them are empty in Tennessee. There is no reason why people can't be put into them places.
Nope.
Because that's not what they want.
No, it's not. It's not part of their agenda.
Yeah, when I was, you know, that's what I said. But then see, here, now we have another thing. which is, I'm going to change topic a little bit. I just saw a thing. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to give Kyle Rittenhouse some kind of medal for what he did. And I think that's wrong.
Congressional medal.
I'm sorry. I think it's wrong. He was innocent, self-defense, but I do not think that he should be getting a medal. I do not think that is the right thing at this time. I really don't. Because, the same way I think it's a disgrace that they don't talk about that terrorist attack in Wisconsin, I can't pronounce that town, Waukesha, whatever it is, that parade. That was a terror attack, and they refused to even call it an attack. They called it a crash, an accident. No, guys charged with straight up intentional homicide. Six cases.
Yep.
Well, if they can make George Floyd a hero, Kyle Rittenhouse is more a hero than that guy is.
Yep.
I understand. I am not saying I disagree with that. I am saying I don't think that calling him up and giving him a medal is the right thing to do. I just don't think it's the appropriate thing to do, considering all things considered. The same thing, Aubrey. Those three dudes, especially the one that was just, were stupid, and should they have done, been found guilty of something? Probably. However, the charges that they found them guilty of was way over the top. Same thing with Chauvin. Should Chauvin have been found guilty of negligence? I don't know about negligence, homicide, whatever the case is, yes, he probably should have been found because he was an idiot and he shouldn't have done what he did. Not at the time it was proven racially motivated. They said it was.
And furthermore, he got rid of a child molester. That alone deserves a medal.
Yep.
And again, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying it's just like the talk, the speech that he did when he talked with Tucker Carlson. And I mean, obviously, a lot of that shit was written for him. I will never believe that an 18-year-old. Any 18-year-old, especially one from the Midwest, has no idea what a militia is. They may not be part of it, but I can't. I'm sorry. I find it very hard to believe that they have no idea what one is.
Right.
There's no way. Okay. And his support of BLM. I do believe. Because a lot of us say we do believe that Black Lives Matter. And we just don't. Yeah, and we do believe the right to peaceful protest. So I can understand, but again, somebody wrote the way he said it. Somebody had to have written it for him. He is a well-put-together young man. He is well-spoken, but somebody still had to coach him. But my point is he was trying to bring people together, not cause more strife, okay? Now, the father, Arthur, another one. He said, all lives matter. He said, whatever we may think of his son or the case or whatever, because you can see Al Sharpton was not very happy with what Audrey's father was saying. Because they're trying to get people to realize that we have to stop. We have to come together. So, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm saying I don't know that giving him a gold medal at this time is the right response. Especially you just had that guy in Texas shoot his girlfriend's ex-husband on his porch. Now, they're not targeting him. They're saying it was self-defense, although he did fire into the ground first, so they're saying that that, you know, might change things. But whatever the case may be, that was not necessary. The guy didn't attack him, wasn't physical. His life was not in danger when he shot that man. Now, should the man have been there? He was loud or whatever. But he and he is not going to be charged with anything because it was his property, self-defense, and the man wasn't supposed to be there. Doesn't matter that he wasn't a threat. And I agree with that. But the point is would he have done that 6 months ago?
Probably. Look at that guy that killed them. Look at that guy that killed them two kids when they kept breaking into his house. That was way before any of this stuff happened. He was defending
right.
his property.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that case.
It's an older gentleman. These kids kept breaking into his house and kept doing it over and over and over again. The cops didn't do anything about it. He got fed up. He sat in his basement waiting for him one night, and they broke in, and he shot and killed them both.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember. Do you remember what their names were, Bobby?
I know what you're talking about, though.
Is it recent?
Yeah. What?
I said, is it recent?
No, it's probably about 4 years ago. 3 years
yeah.
ago. It was before the 2019 bullshit or 2020 bullshit.
All I've got to say is, if we don't start coming together as one, we're losing
oh,
this country.
Oh shit! Look who's here.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm at work, so I can't stay very long. I got a bunch of shit to do before I get off at 11.
You don't work.
Yeah, I know. I'm just sweating my ass off.
Yeah, sitting in that office with your feet up on the table.
No, you're right, though. If we don't come together as a country, I mean, we're...
That's all I got to say is if we're not coming together as one, you know, and just like trying to help out this vet that I'm doing, you know, we only raised $460 for a vet that fought for the freedoms, you know,
wow.
and
well,
people
I just
can't.
Sent some to Bobby today. I'm grateful. I mean, I'm very thankful that I'm blessed this right now, despite my situation. So,
well, my biggest thing is out of 760 people that's in our Defender 7 Patriot group, and we only raised $460. Wow, that's bad. People call
yep.
themselves patriots, but when it comes to time to do patriot shit. Nobody wants to stand up. So we are losing our country. Nobody is fighting back against all this tyranny that's going on. Here's all I got to say is when the shit does really come to the fight, good luck.
And
except
it will
for
another
like you is who I'll be helping.
Another reason why Kyle should get a medal is he stood up.
Exactly. He was a kid. He's a kid.
All I'm saying is that it'd be done for the right reason. That's one of the problems. Remember, he said
you know,
Linwood and Don Pierce.
Here's the problem
right
with that. Here's a problem with that, Maria, with what you just said. The right reason. You're going to tell me that none of this shit is for the right reason? Well, I'll give you an instance. I'm sorry, but I want my children, my grandchildren, and generations to come to have the same freedoms that we've had, to live in a free nation in a free country. So,
I understand that. And if that's why Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, I mean, why she's giving him the medal, do you see what I'm saying? It's why is she doing it? Is it because she also feels this way, or is it because they're trying to use him for some reason?
Who, Rittenhouse?
Mm-hmm. Rittenhouse, yeah.
Okay. Tyler has got a pretty damn good
right
head
now.
On his shoulders.
I'll tell you right now, that is a win for the Second Amendment and for the for PAFE everywhere.
Exactly.
Yep.
He deserves a medal. So there is no freaking excuses for the right or wrong reason. He was in the right. He did what he did, and I applaud him for it. Same way with the guy in Texas, too. Race,
yep.
Color has no... We all bleed red, for one. You take the color out of the factor, we all bleed red. We're all American. It's time to stand up and take our fucking country back.
I agree with
exactly.
that.
United we stand, divided we fall, and right now we're falling big time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I got to get back to work. I'll try and call in a little bit to just listen. So,
don't work too hard.
Enjoy your feet
I'm
up.
I'm trying not to. I'm not you, Lorna. I don't put my feet up. I don't sit down. Y'all have a good night.
I was
brave. You too.
I framed him. I'm sticking to it.
So did you see that one thing that we now have extraterrestrial things that could hitchhike
what?
To Earth? Let me get back
what?
To it. Scientists warn of extraterrestrial microbial
Oh, yes,
invasion
yes.
into how dangerous COVID mutant B11529.
That's the Omicron. I'm pretty sure that's the Omicron that we've been talking about. It's crazy.
No, this one is. I just seen it now. I lost it.
I vaguely saw something. I thought it was the same thing, so didn't read it.
No.
Because I thought they were saying they already had. Okay, so I got confused.
Otherwise, we could start receiving unwelcome alien visitors. Reports live science.
Well, that's just as freaking hilarious as the damn Pentagon, of all things. We're going to now start looking into UFOs.
That's a distraction.
Exactly.
And because Tucker Carlson started talking about them.
So if they're saying that extraterrestrial is going to now hitchhike to Earth and stuff, now we're going to be doing the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, we already got a lot of zombies in this country.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I will never understand. So I've decided I'm going to put my Christmas decorations up next weekend. I was thinking about doing it this weekend, but I got too much other stuff I got to finish doing tomorrow.
And I'm working 5 days a week now, so, you know, that sort of cuts into my time.
Have you been seeing how many missing people have been showing up, Bobby?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Especially through the bikers organization, it's like every day there's like 20 of them.
I know.
Are they finding them, or are they disappearing?
They're disappearing.
Disappearing.
They did find that one girl. I can't remember what her name was, but they found her dead.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. I misunderstood. Okay.
A lot of them seems to be from up in Canada, up in there, that area.
Huh.
South Dakota, North Dakota. Walmart removes dancing cactus toy that plays song about cocaine use.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was laughing at that one.
Spyware alert, 23 apps found spying on Android users via mobile camera.
Yeah. Android's always a little behind iOS.
Face masks to again become mandatory in shops and on public transport.
Yeah.
Not here.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad that our governor stepped up and said he ain't playing with Biden's mandates.
No.
Yeah, there's another one. President Biden warns new Omicron COVID variant spreads rapidly, urges booster shots.
Uh-huh. Did you see how much money they were making off of them?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. For free shots.
Yeah.
But God forbid they... But God forbid,
and I wonder, that one post that said that they're... The shot, they're labeled 1, 2, and 3. 1 being placebo, 2 being whatever, and 3 being the death one.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can make them show you the vial before they give you the shot.
That's a good question.
Not that I would ever get the shot, but I'm just kind of curious if that's a thing or not. After I found out my friend went and got it, it just kind of really made me curious on, and especially after seeing that article. Did you see that stowaway hiding in the landing gear from the flight from Guatemala to Miami?
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah, he was fine.
A stowaway.
Wow.
And then Minnesota's getting hit again by whoever. 20 to 30 robbers swarmed the Best Buy in Minnesota. I'm sure it's Minneapolis.
Well, they saw it was successful in Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Oh, here's a Omar. Lauren Boebert's jihad squad bigotry is no laughing matter.
Yeah, and what cracks me up about Biden going in and releasing our own oil, why the hell did he send it overseas too?
Right. I didn't read that one. I seen it, and I'm like, I'm a...
Yeah, he took out $50 million and sent $18 to China and India. The thing is, the United States refineries don't like working with that oil, that grade, because it's not very cost effective. That's, it's for emergency purposes only. That was the whole point of stockpiling
yep.
it for emergencies. And they only took it out probably because they wanted an excuse to send some to China and India. But see, here's another thing. Oh, because he released that, it caused some kind of fluctuation with prices in the market, which actually made the cost of go up. And OPEC decided to decrease how much they were putting out for a couple of days because he released that $50 million. So it actually caused more problems than it helped.
Right. But the thing is it's ours. Why the hell would, knowing that we need it, why the hell would you send it overseas?
Yeah, I know. I thought they already had their own.
Because there's obligations, but no, they don't. They're having an energy problem, too, in China.
Was Afghanistan and China doing some kind of a deal? Because Afghanistan is like a gold mine in oil.
I only know why he sent it over there. I don't know all the specifics of everything else. Other than he keeps screwing the American people over, but
I can charge triple the amount to get it back from where we just sent it to.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Your own country is, you know, pissed off at you. Why would you do that? Instead of making it cheaper for us here, why would you open up just a little bit for here and then send the rest over there?
Why does he do half the shit he does?
Exactly.
None of it makes any sense.
Taliban Prime Minister seeks good relations with all countries in first public address.
Of course, we're probably going to acknowledge them, and we're probably going to release the money. Despite, you know, and we really shouldn't. Should they owe us billions, hundreds of billions of dollars for all the equipment that got left behind and the infrastructure and the training, plus we were paying their soldiers. They weren't. So, I mean, I don't know.
Taliban Prime Minister Mohammad Hassan Akhund, during a Saturday address, called for the release of billions of dollars in Afghan assets now sitting in U.S. banks in order to elevate Afghanistan's economic and financial issues, according to the news outlet.
Right. Plus, we're giving them free money, you know, we're holding theirs, but we're giving them ours.
Bloomberg noted that concerns over human rights abuses, the lack of inclusivity in the Taliban's cabinet, and the regime's terrorist ties have led the U.S. to withhold that money.
And that's just like, you know, the billions that Afghanistan's trying to get the U.S. to friggin' free up. Now, in that case, I'd be like, well, you know, the billions of dollars of equipment that was left there, return it and you'll get your money.
Yeah, exactly
my point.
But that won't happen because, you know, again, another country that Biden's in bed with.
Yep.
Oh, did you see that in, where was it? Is it Texas? They found a bunch of people in the store on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, I did. It was a mall. It was, I thought it was North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. Yeah.
Anybody figure out who that was?
No.
No, apparently he got away.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see anything else on it. Just that they were still searching for him.
Makes you wonder.
Just every time I turn around, you know, there's some kind of mass shooting or robbery or, you know. Or people running people over in the parade.
And I wonder, it doesn't mean they cover it up.
I wonder what other type of situation is going to happen now that they released another variant.
Yeah. Well, we can expect one from outer space to come after that one as everybody figures that one's a scam. I wonder if they'll call it E.T.
That's wrong, Lorna. That's not right.
It's the E.T. variant. Omnicore or whatever it's called. They named it that because it's the whatever letter in the Greek alphabet.
Yeah, well, I only know one alpha and omega.
The 10th letter. Oh, boy.
This country's definitely going downhill in a quicker way now.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, when these people speak out about how awful our country is and, you know, the history of it, and then they go and spend vacation in some of the states that they say are the worst, they're hypocrites.
Yep.
If you really think our country is that bad, then get the fuck out. That's all. Stop trying to change it. If I'm not happy where I am, I move.
Yeah. Again, like I've always said, you know, I just never thought I'd ever see the country come down this bad.
Oh, yeah. This is the weirdest thing ever.
I have to admit, I figured that this kind of shit was going to happen. I just thought I'd be dead by now.
That's basically what I was meaning. I just thought it would never happen in our time.
No.
Mm-mm.
And the thing is it's like speeding up. It's like, you know, once it started, that snowball effect.
Yeah, and they just keep on piling more crap onto it.
Oh, wow. I just seen a thing that Senator of Oklahoma is proposing to name a child's law for victims of malicious prostitution.
It's supposed
to compensate what it calls victims of malicious prosecution in honor of the 18-year-old who was acquitted on murder charges last week after shooting three people during the August 20 Black Lives Matter protests and riots in Wisconsin.
Good for him.
It would have the state compensate those charged with murder but found not guilty due to justifiable homicides such as self-defense.
Good man. Yeah, I actually saw the Oklahoma governor. He's talking to somebody.
What are you whispering?
I thought I stopped talking because somebody whispered.
No, I was reading something.
I was listening. You had to talk to somebody on Fox or just, you know, a news, you know, a briefing or whatever. And I really liked what he had to say, the governor of Oklahoma, that is. What the heck was he saying? I don't remember, but it was real. Which is really sad since I was impressed by it. And then, we do have some good governors in this country. I just don't have one.
Yeah, we do, and I think that those ones that are good like that should be in the White House.
Yeah, that's just it. In some cases, see, if our country worked the way it was supposed to, they actually can do more as a governor than as a president. The problem is our country somehow got off track, out of whack, and they seem to think that the federal government has more power than state government. That's why Mississippi and Texas are in this position with those abortion laws.
Right.
It's just crazy. That's all. I watched Respect, and I don't know if either one of you know who Aretha Franklin is, but I did not realize how involved she actually was in the civil rights movement. I also didn't realize that she was more along the lines of Malcolm X and Martin Luther because she hung out with Martin Luther. So I thought she would have been more the peaceful one rather than she was for the violence.
I didn't know that. But even so, social justice, I do not see how not prosecuting people for theft is supporting social justice.
No.
You know, especially, you know, see, here's the thing. If they're stealing from the government, although it's tax dollars, so you're not stealing from the people, but you get what I'm saying. If they're going against the establishment, you know, if they were burning and destroying government buildings, I could see their protest, but they're destroying the buildings and the homes and the people of the people that supposedly fighting for. I just wish I could take these young kids back 50 years.
Yeah, I do too.
No, I think I'd rather take back whoever it was that come up with a stupid idea that raping your children is harmful.
That what, yeah, your children?
That, yeah, spanking them.
Yeah, that's when all this bullshit started, is when they said, it's abuse, don't spank your kids. And if you spank them on the butt, that's not a beating. They have black eyes and broken arms. That's a beating.
And here's the thing. You know what? People who discipline their children are the ones that get in trouble. The ones who abuse them, they get their children back to abuse over and over again.
Those I know a few people that's happened to. It's fucking bullshit.
And the thing is, because the reason is, you want to know why? Because the abusers kiss ass and they know how to play the system. The people who are just disciplining their children aren't going to kneel down and kiss the toes of the establishment. That's the problem. That's why we keep getting screwed over, because we're not willing to bow down.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what they come up with try to force us all to get the vaccination too.
They can kiss my lily white ass. I ain't getting it.
No.
I'm already done with pretty much all pharmaceuticals. If it's not made in America, I ain't getting it. My vitamins, supplements, everything, all made in the United States. Granted, I understand some of the ingredients, you know, come from other countries, including China. But, you know, for the most part, everything's American, including the ingredients, because, you know, they're herbs and stuff. But, I'm done with pharmaceutical, and if that means, you know, my life is shorter, it'll be better quality. I mean, they're now putting ads out, if you're diabetic, you've now got to get this, talk to your doctor about this medicine for your kidneys. Of course, here's a list of all the side effects that could, you know, kill you. So,
the natural stuff isn't going to kill you earlier than what this shit is they're trying to push on us.
That's what I'm saying. In other words, for example, to be quite honest, if I would just, you know, set myself to exercise 20 to 30 minutes a day, even if it's just walking, if I would leave the freaking chocolate alone, you know what I mean? Or, you know, if I wouldn't enjoy my food so much, I would lose the weight and I would not need anything, including supplements. But, you know, I enjoy my food. I mean, I'm not overeating the way I used to. I have, you know, definitely changed my eating habits. So I'm losing weight, probably not as fast as I could, but I'm losing weight. I'm more active than I was, not exercising, but I am definitely more active. So, but taking the supplements like the biotin, you know, the B6 and some of the other shit that I'm taking, to help boost my immune system and my own natural hormones and all the other shit is fine. But I'm not taking pharmaceuticals anymore that are foreign. They're foreign substances. They're man-made substances. And I don't even believe them anymore, what they say they are. I don't trust them. After what happened with the metformin, with the carcinogens and all this other shit. And that's the sad thing, because the medication could be perfectly safe. I'm sure not everything they make is poison. So it could be perfectly safe. It could do what it says, but I don't trust it anymore.
And getting and doing the exercises too, that kicks in a lot of your extra stuff too, your metabolism,
right.
That gets your energy level up.
Right.
I know every time I do my workouts, I'm full of energy.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's why I said, you know, I'm more active than I was, and I notice a difference. I'm sleeping better. Fortunately, I am getting up early. I hate getting up early. But and without an alarm clock, you know, and it's not because I have a good night, solid night's sleep. I'm out cold. I've been falling asleep earlier at a more reasonable hour, which means I'm getting up at what you guys would consider a more reasonable hour. I'm telling you, 6-7 o'clock in the morning is too early.
Not when you've been working at 6 o'clock in the morning for most of your life.
Yeah, that's what I said. You guys consider it a reasonable hour. But no, but seriously. So, you know, I'm feeling better, and even, you know, with my psych meds and everything, I am feeling so much better, more positive. Despite all the shit that's aggravating shit that's going on in the country. So, and your health, that's part of it, you know. And I truly believe that getting rid of that pharmaceutical shit out of my system is helping.
Absolutely. I'd rather put natural stuff in my body than synthetic crap any day.
Right.
And I just learned you can make painkiller out of burning nettle, Vicodin.
What? Ink as in to write with?
No, painkiller.
Oh, painkiller out of what?
Burning nettle.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. I saw something about that. Oh, because, you know, my sister, she pushed me into a thing of nettles back in the summer of 20, you know, during COVID. We went for a walk, and her and our friend pushed me into a thing of stinging nettles. I was like, that was not very nice.
Yeah, I just put mud on it. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
There you
go. Yeah,
burn right out.
When I got home, I took a cold shower and then had my sister put some lanacane on it. But I didn't do it on purpose. They said I was too close to the middle of the walkway and I was blocking traffic. And they pushed me over. And I lost my balance. Not a pleasant experience.
No, I had a yard full of them.
So we have our plans for Christmas. Everybody's going to get one gift as a group, so a group gift. So the kids will just open up one gift. Same thing with us. But then we're going to have stockings. So everybody puts, a little something. It can be a dollar, whatever, candy, a card, into each stocking, so that we have something to open up, because we don't want to spend the money like we've been doing. It's become too commercialized. So we're going to go back to what we did when my sister and I were kids, especially since her kids are teenagers now, so there's really no need for Santa Claus, except for the stockings.
Yeah, you're right. It has become too commercialized.
So we're just going to do something as a family. But I work for both my sister and my brother-in-law, so I usually get two presents. But I told them, I said, I don't know what you guys are planning on spending or anything, but there's only one thing I really, really want, and I'd appreciate it if my bosses could contribute. And they said, well, send them a link and they'll get it for me. So I'm going to get the iTarget Pro thing. It's a laser bullet you put in your gun, your own handgun. And there's an app that you can put on your phone or your tablet and use it for target practicing. So
you're
going to
do a Alec Baldwin?
No. Just because it's empty and everything, I will not be doing it with people around. He's an idiot. After all these years that he's worked with guns and he didn't check,
It was intentional.
It was intentional.
didn't even involve a shooting.
But they can't prove it.
They're working on it.
Well, it should be interesting.
That was the last I've heard about it, and it's got all quiet.
Yeah. Well, he's on the left. So we'll see. The left seems to get away with a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, so that's what I'm asking for Christmas. But yeah, because I gotta practice, I can draw, what is it they call dry draw, whatever. But it's not really practicing. And I'm sorry, I'm not paying, the money they want for ammo just to practice shooting at a piece of paper. So, plus you got to pay for the target range. You got to pay for the range. You got to pay for the target because you have to buy the targets at the range. You can't bring your own. Even if they're leftovers from the last time you were at their range. And so there's the fee for the time at the range, there's the fee for the target, and then there's the ammo. I mean, you're not going to go and just...
My range is free.
Huh?
My range is free.
Yeah.
Right out the backyard.
I wish. But... So, but I need practice. I want to, I don't want to, lose my skill. But that I can, like, set up in my office or something. You know, after the office is closed, I can set up, you know, my office so I'm inside. You know, nobody can see me. And I'm not, you know, I don't have to worry about other people being around. Or wasting ammo. I'm making cookies if anybody wants cookies for Christmas. I've decided I'm making cookies this year. I didn't last year. Well, I did, but not many. You know what I mean? I only made a few. And
my gosh. I found this recipe that fits me to a T because I don't eat junk food all that much, but I have my moments where I want my junk food. You take a box of angel food cake and whatever flavor you want, mix them together, throw them in a thing, and mix the dry up. Then when you want it, 3 tablespoons of the dry mix, 2 tablespoons water, and boom, you got your personalized cake.
Oh, yuck. Wow, that sounds cool.
What do you mean, yuck?
Fruit cake?
No, not fruit cake. Oh, yeah, fruit. Tard angel food cake.
And then you have flavor like vanilla or almond or
triple fudge chocolate. With chocolate syrup on top with some ice cream. Mm-mm.
And don't forget about your Hershey chips.
I know, I'm putting them in there and I was thinking about adding some marshmallows. I'm on my junk food kick right now. I just got done with my fruit kick.
I forgot to tell you, Lorna, today I was going to go get some split wood
uh-huh.
at this place. Guess where it was?
Where?
Around the corner from that last place that we tried to find that one property for sale on Bluefield.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, me and Stephanie pull into the guy's driveway, and the kid's sitting out there, and I'm like, you're the one with the wood? And he mumbled something like, yeah, just pull around here. So we pulled around. We're not seeing no wood. I look over, he's talking to another guy in another car on the other side of the house. I said, nah, let's get out of here.
Yeah,
She's like, you got your gun on you? I said, always. She's like, yeah, I don't think it's, this is legit.
Oh, wow.
Steal your car?
I have no clue. Didn't stick around to find out.
Wow. Well, I'm glad nobody showed up when we were looking at the property.
Yeah, right. I'm kind of glad you didn't get that property.
Yeah, no shit.
Because three houses down is where that idiot that my oldest daughter was dating. Where I got in all that trouble. I told you that looked familiar.
Oh.
I told you that road looked familiar.
Yep. Wow.
But, anywho, we got 2 minutes left. So.
Oh, at least we killed the time. You
yeah.
put out Kim.
So thanks.
That we did without her. Although maybe we should get her a headset though.
telling you.
Yeah. Well, I thank you both for being here with me.
Well, don't yawn then.
Have a good night. And God bless America. God bless our children, our troops, our first responders, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night.
God bless.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you.